I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. In the state of Delaware, about 200 residents of Northeast Wilmington who were displaced from their homes by flooding last week are struggling now to pick up the pieces. WHYY's Chris Barish tells us more.
Beyond the damage from record-high water in Brandywine River, many are still without power 5 days later. Moving back in could take weeks. Kia Bell was out of town when Hurricane Ida's remnants dropped its torrential rains. She was stunned to see the impact.
We lost everything. My car got flooded. My basement got flooded. So it was not a good sight. And we're just here trying to rebuild and trying to get back on track.
She's staying with family, but joined hundreds of fellow victims at the city's makeshift disaster reception center. They can get clothes, cleaning supplies, access to social services, and more. After getting a bag of snacks, Bell expressed her gratitude to a volunteer.
You guys are out here helping us as much as possible, so we definitely appreciate you guys. It's one of those things where you say you think it can't happen to you until it really happens to you.
Darrell Dollard and his wife and daughter have been staying in hotels since Thursday. When does he think he can return?
We don't even know that. We just going day by day right now.
In the meantime, he's flabbergasted that Mother Nature put his neighborhood underwater.
Nah, I never seen this coming a million days. All my 50 years on this living in Wilmington.
Residents can call a hotline to reach volunteers who will help with fallen trees and damaged roofs, walls, floors, and appliances, even mold remediation. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.